各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may the peace of the Lord be with brothers and sisters.
我们晚上一起学习分享的题目是我灵发昏的时候。
This evening, the topic for mutual encouragement is when my spirit faints.
我们请看诗篇一百四十二篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 142.
诗篇一百四十二篇。
Psalm chapter 142.
第三节。
Verse 3.
诗篇一百四十二篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 142, verse 3. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way. In my path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me.
这里圣经告诉我们这句话：我的灵在我里面发昏的时候。
It says here, when my spirit grows faint within me.
我们知道，如果我们人在一个很长的跑步马拉松或者是在爬山的时候
，We know that as human, if we are doing marathon or as we are running,
当我们的体力有点没有办法支撑下去的时候
，As we find ourselves no longer be able to sustain our physics,
我们很容易有一种快要晕倒。快要支撑不下去，快要倒下去的这种感觉。
Then we will have that sensation of fainting, as if they were going to fall off.
同样的，在我们的人生信仰的道路上也是一样。
In the same token, it applies to our faith and also our everyday life.
信仰的道路就好像一场赛跑，一场马拉松。
In our life of faith, it is as if a marathon and also running.
也好像在爬山一样。
And it is also likened climbing the mountain.
我们的人生总有。顺利高潮也有低潮失败的时候。
There's in one's lifetime, there's always climax of our life and also the lows of our life.
有时在低潮的时候，就好像我们心灵会晕过去，很软弱一样。
Sometimes in times of lowness in our life, it's just like the time when we feel like fainting.
这个低潮呢，是每个人都有的。
And to experience these lows is quite frequent for everyone.
可能是我们孤单的时候。
Perhaps it will be in times when we feel lonely.
可能是我们生病的时候。
Or in times when we're sick physically.
可能是我们家庭遇到困难的时候。
Or maybe our family is experiencing difficulty.
或者是我们事业遇到失败的时候。
Or maybe our career is undergoing a distress.
遇到那些人生的低潮总会让我们喘不过气来，好像要晕过去一样。
And often we find ourselves breathless, experiencing these lows.
所以这个心理发昏在其他的译本它有这样的讲法。
So in the Bible, when it says the word faint, here there are several ways of translating it.
有译本把它翻成心灵很幽暗、很消沉。
There was a version that explains the faintness as very very low and also very dark.
内心很沮丧。
And there's a sadness in one's heart.
心里很忧闷。
And there's a very closeness and also that kind of hopelessness in one.
各位想想看，你上次经历到这种情绪的是什么时候？
Let's think about the last time that we have experiencing such kind of trough.
大卫他是写这个诗篇一百四十二篇的这个人。
King David was the author of this book of Psalm.
我们可以看看他在他的人生当中是什么时候让他有这种好像心灵快要晕过去、昏过去的这种感觉。
If we take a look at the life of King David, when was the time when he felt that he was at his trough?
如果我们看一百四十二篇的这个头那个标题就写着大卫在洞里面做这首诗，乃是祈祷。
As you look at the there's a small remark on the at the beginning of chapter 142, it says that when he was in the cave.
大卫到底在什么时候有在洞里面呢？
So when was David in the cave?
可以说大卫人生最低潮的时候都是在洞里面度过的。
That was probably the lowest point of his life that he was in a cave.
我们看撒母耳记上的二十二章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 22.
第一节。
Verse 1.
撒母耳记上二十二章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. David left Gath and escaped to the cave of Adullam. When his brothers and his father's household heard about it, they went down to him there. Verse 2. All those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him, and he became their leader. About 400 men were with him.
大卫的一生啊, 可以说充满了戏剧性。
So it was quite a dramatic life for David.
如果要把它拍成一出电影的话, 一定是很好看。
If you were going to make David's life into a movie, perhaps it's going to be a very good one.
他本来只是个很普通的一个牧羊童。
He was initially a very ordinary shepherd.
负责帮爸爸放羊。
And he was only in charge of the flocks that his father has entrusted him.
但是神拣选他。
But then God has chosen him.
因为当时的国王扫罗, 他不听神的话。
Because at that time, King Saul did not listen to the words of God.
骄傲,
because of his pride, God has abandoned him.
拣选了大卫要做将来的以色列国君。
And David was chosen as the future king.
再有一次,
and there was once,
巨人哥利亚要来骂阵, 要来挑战以色列国的时候,
there was giant Goliath that came and challenged the Israelites.
大家都不敢要跟他打仗,
no one dared to challenge him.
只有大卫一个敢,
only David did.
神与他同在,
God was with him.
他打死了这个巨人哥利亚,
so he killed this giant Goliath.
可以说整个国家上上下下都对他非常的肯定, 非常的喜欢。
So the whole kingdom, right from top to the bottom, everyone respected him.
扫罗也很喜欢他。
And Saul also liked him.
但是因为百姓的一句话,
but because of this one slogan that the people said,
扫罗杀死千千,
that Saul has killed thousands,
大卫却杀死万万,
and David has slaughtered thousands of thousands.
因为这句话, 扫罗心中很嫉妒,
and because of this, these words, Saul was very jealous.
他就开始要追杀大卫,
so that's the beginning of his a way of pursuing David's life.
大卫叫他逃离扫罗的面前。
So David wanted to escape from King Saul.
从一个王的助手，一个战士， 现在逃出来成一个通缉犯。
Right from a point when he was the assistant of the king, till the point that he has to escape from his own life, from his very king.
逃到已经没有地方可以逃了。
But then he has came to this place where it's at his end.
来到一个地方叫做亚杜兰。
So this place is called Adullam.
啊, 这里有一个很大的洞,
and there was a very big cave.
所以他就躲在里面去了。
So he hide himself in there.
我们有没有去过山洞?
Have we ever been to a cave?
我们去山洞可能参观钟乳石，或者是里面有一些特别的奇景。
If we go to one of those caves just to look at those miraculous stones.
但是都要打灯的，是很漂亮的。
And then if you will have those spotlights, perhaps you will look even better.
但是大卫那个时候逃在洞里面呢，就没有那么享受了。
But then at that time when David was in a cave, he was not enjoying.
里面又黑。
It was dark in there.
可能又湿。
And perhaps it was even damp.
他也不晓得扫罗的人什么时候追到来。
And he didn't even know when King Saul is going to find him.
他每天不晓得有没有明天。
So every day he lived without tomorrow.
所以可以说大卫心里面的这个恐惧，这个失望是有多大。
And in the heart of David, there was only terror and also hopelessness.
所以可以说啊，大卫啊，在这个时候啊，真的像心里啊快要晕过来一样。
And I believe it was at that time David felt that he was about to faint.
大卫遇到他人生低潮了。
David was experiencing the trough of his life.
同样，我们人生也会遇到低潮。
In the same token, we'll also experience the low and also trough of our lives.
有时候在低潮当中，好像在困在这个山洞里面一样。
In times of our trough, it's just like being in a cave.
看不到出口。
You couldn't see the exit.
看不到山洞里面有可不可以走进去。
You cannot.
不可以走进去里面，太黑了。
If you look at a cave where it's dark, you won't want to go into it.
门口又不晓得有没有敌人要进来。
Because you don't know if the entrance, there will be enemies that are coming in.
你要出去了又不敢。
If you were to go out, you don't dare to.
躲在里面呢，要等死。
So you hide yourself in there, waiting for death.
所以有时候人生的低潮就好像在洞里面一样。
Sometimes the trough of one's life is just like being in a cave.
但是神的预备啊，却是很奇妙的。
But then the preparation of God is very miraculous.
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
这里说，凡受 最迫的还有欠债的心里苦恼的都聚集到大卫哪里
It says all those who were in distress or in debt or discontented gathered around him
大卫就做他们的头目跟随他的约有四百人
So David became their leader and 400 men were with him
表面上大卫是在隐藏是在逃命
On the surface, it seems that he was escaping for his own life.
那神的旨意却是很奇妙。
But then it was a miracle of the will of God.
这个情况之下呢，反而是大卫凝聚他的力量的时候。
And there was a very time when David was able to gather such a strength.
本来大卫一个人逃跑。
At first, David was the only one who escaped.
但是啊，这里说有四百个人呢，跟他同病相怜，有类似背景的人。竟然呢，就投靠了大卫。
But then it says here there were 400 men with a similar kind of background that escaped with him.
都是跟随他，成为他的头目，他们成为他们的头目。
Not only they follow him, David has become the leader.
所以就是在人生最低潮的时候，大卫却凝聚了他一股力量。
In times of trial, there was the time when he was able to gather the strength.
就是大卫他以后他的班底，他的。跟随他始终的一些他的手下。
So those followers becomes the very foundation of his future strength.
他的隐藏是为了将来要显露出来。
The fact that he was hiding, that he is gathering his strength.
在人看来他是失败的，他在躲在洞里面。
In the eyes of men, he was someone who has failed because he stayed in a cave.
但是在神看来，他是为大卫准备将来的成功所预备的。
But then in the eyes of God, David is someone who is preparing himself for his future success.
神的旨意永远是美好的。
The will of God is always a wonder.
所以有时候我们在人生低潮的时候，我们不要灰心。
Because whenever we experience a trial in life, do not be discouraged.
你这个人生的低潮啊，往往是神为了预备以后人生另外一个高峰，另外一种福气要临到你。
Because the trough in life always bring about future blessings.
这个低潮的时候有时候会很长。
And sometimes this trough in life can be lasting.
可能不是一两天，不是一两个月。
It's not a matter of day or two.
但是往往啊，神是用这种低潮的时期啊，来装备你，训练你，未来又预备将来祝福你。
But then in the time of trough, it is a time God is preparing you for His future blessings.
有一个弟兄啊，在纽约工作。
And there was a brother who was working in New York City.
他在一个双子大厦 Twin Tower 里面有一个很好的工作。
And he has a very good job in working in the Twin Towers.
但是有一天呢，他去上班了，却发觉啊，他自己啊被裁员了。
But then one day he found himself being laid off by the company.
他觉得我那么爱主，有常常去聚会，为什么神会让我遇到这种事业的这种困难？
And he said to himself, I love God so much and I always go to church. Why did this happen to me?
哎呀，事业了，生活、经济上面呢，都遇到很大的这个困难了。
And because being laid off, he is experiencing difficulties economically.
但是没有办法，只有在家里等，不断的找工作。
But then he couldn't do anything about it but to wait at home, waiting for jobs to come.
这个有一天呢，他在家里打开电视。
But then one day when he was watching this television,
就是八年前的今天呢，九一一的时候。
That was 8 years ago today, September 11.
看到一台飞机撞了那个双子大厦。
And he witnessed this one airplane actually go right into the Twin Tower.
另外一台飞机又被恐怖分子。劫了，又撞到另外一个大厦。
And then there came subsequently another this airliner actually hit right into the other tower.
不久之后呢，两栋大厦就这样倒塌了。
And not long after this both tower collapsed.
他觉得很恐怖。
And he felt terrified.
他才了解为什么几个月之前呢，神要让他失去这份工作。
Then he suddenly realized.Why God has allowed him to be laid off months ago.
如果不是神让我失去这个工作,
if it is not God who allowed me to lose my job,
我这今天就死在这个世贸大厦里面了。
I could have been killed together with this tower.
所以你看起来是人生的低潮。
It seems that it's a trough of one's life.
确实是神的祝福。
But in actual fact, it is the blessings of God.
所以我们今天遇到这种不顺利的事情，我们不要马上的就来埋怨神。
So today, any difficulties or adversities that we experience in life, please do not complain at first.
反而要更热心。
you must be in the opposite, be more zealous.
神啊，如果你让我失业
，Oh Lord, if you allow me to be laid off,
那么我在这段时间要好好装备自己。
And I should prepare myself properly in this period of time.
用我学一些新的东西。
So that I can learn something new.
用我以后可以做更好的工作。
And in future I can do a better job.
神啊，如果你让我生病
，Oh Lord, if I were to be sick,
你没有让我好起来。
If you don't let me heal,
那你让我学习忍耐。
So that I can train myself patient.
让我怎么样 live with， 就是怎么样带着这个生病，但是我还可以活得好好的。
So that I can live with this sickness.
如果你做圣工遇到瓶颈
，and if we do a church work and were to come across any difficulty，
不要老是埋怨别人不配合你
，and we don't complain about others not collaborating with us。
想想到底神要我学习什么
？Think about what is the thing that God want me to learn from。
神要你在洞里面，让你遇到这个人生的低潮。
So in this very cave that you are experiencing the trough of your life,
想要你安静下来。
God want you to quiet yourself down.
累积你的力量。
To accumulate your energy.
这个你出来的时候，要成为不一样的人了。
So that once you get out from this cave, you'll be no longer the same person.
再来，我们看第三节。
Let's continue reading verse 3. From there, David went to Mizpah in Moab and said to the king of Moab.Would you let my father and my mother come and stay with you until I learn what God will do for me?
第四节。
Verse 4. So he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him as long as David was in the stronghold.
这里大卫啊，他逃命的时候，他的父母也来找他了。
So when David escaped, both his parents came to look for him.
第一节告诉我们，他的弟兄还有他的父亲全家都来了。
Verse 1 it says, his brother, his father's household, went down to him.
这可以告诉我们有两点不同的感受。
So two points here that we can think about.
为什么他们要来
？Why did they come？
大卫有难了，他父母大概也会被连累啊。
So if David were to be in trouble, so does the parents.
所以他们的父母啊，兄弟姐妹知道说，现在扫罗要杀大卫，大概我们也会有危险。
They knew better that when King Saul wanted to slaughter David, the family members will not be avoided as well.
所以他们也要逃命。
So they also wanted to escape.
所以这个对大卫来说，他的压力是很大的。
So the pressure on King David was tremendous.
我自己做事，我自己受苦，为神受苦就算了。
It is okay if I were to suffer for my own circumstances.
但是我自己一个人做事情，我自己一个人为了行义，行神的旨意，但是却带来我家庭的人跟我一起受苦。
But then if I were to do according to the right things according to the righteous of God, and my family has to suffer.
看到我的老父老母。兄弟姐妹一起这样，要跟我一起躲山洞。
And to see my elderly parents and also my brothers have to escape and stay with me in the cave.
这个心理的压力啊，会比他自己一个人逃跑还来得大。
I believe that kind of pressure and stress in the heart is much more greater than he himself escaping alone.
但是同时，我们可以反过来看。
But in the same token, if we were to put it in the opposite way,
大卫有难，他的全家也一起来支持他。
His very immediate family also come and support him.
所以可以看到这个家庭啊的凝聚力大概也是不小。
I could see that the power of the unity of the family is very great.
今天如果我们有这种的家庭，我们是有福的。
If we have this kind of family, is you're really blessed.
其中有一个人生病，哇，整个家族都来看他，都来照顾他。
If one person were to be sick.The entire family will come and see him.
像我最近，我们都可能收到消息了啊，张希拉只是在礼拜四的早上过世了。
I believe that everyone have learned that Deacon Chong has passed away in the mornings of Thursday.
他离世之前。
And before he passed away,
整个家族的都守候在医院。
The entire family came before him.
医生都很感动。
And the doctor was very touched.
哇，我从来没有看到那么多人来陪一个快要病死的人。
I've never witnessed so many people come before this person who was about to pass away.
所以一个人呢，有家庭的这个支持，有家庭的爱护啊，是最有福气的。
A person with a family support is a blessed person.
大卫呢，他对他的家人也很好。
And David has treated his family well.
第三节，大卫就安顿他的父母啊，在摩亚王那一边，这个外邦的地方可能比较安全。
So, at verse 3, David has arranged his parents to stay in the land of Moab because those are the land of Gentiles.
你看大卫真的很孝顺。
And David was a filial person.
他自己在逃命，但是却他想到他的老父、他的老母。
Even though he was escaping, he was still have his parents in mind.
不希望他们跟他这样跑来跑去，漂流无定啊。
He didn't want his parents to travel with him.
那么他等到什么时候呢？
So how long did he have to wait?
就是说，要等我知道神要为我怎么样行。
He says right here, until I learn what God will do for me.
这句话是充满信心的话。
This is the words of faith.
他不知道下一步要怎么走。
Because he didn't know what's the step next.
但是他知道神很快就会告诉我下一步要怎么走。
But then he know that God will quickly let him know what the next step is.
我们人生很多时候在低潮当中是看不到出口的。
Sometimes in one's trough in life, we cannot see the exit.
不晓得下一步到底要怎么样。
We don't know what's the next step.
我不晓得什么时候会找到工作。
We don't know when we're going to find another job.
我不知道我的病会不会好。
We don't know our sickness will be healed.
我不知道我的财务什么时候会改善。
We don't know our financial situation will be better.
我不知道明天会如何。
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
像大卫，他在人生低潮，他在躲在洞里面的那时间，他也不晓得明天要怎么办。
And just like King David, when he was in the cave, he didn't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
但是有一件事情他是知道的。
But there's one thing that he's sure of.
他要等待神要告诉他。
He was waiting for God to tell him.
这是一个信心的考验。
That is a trial of faith.
如果马上给你，这不是信心呢。
If God were to give you right away, that's not faith.
如果你一求马上有了，这不需要信心。
If you ask for something you are given right away, that's not faith.
什么叫信心？
What do you think faith is?
信心就是等很久都没有。
A faith is all about something that you ask for a long time that it hasn't appeared.
但是你还是相信神会给你。
But then you still believe God will give you eventually.
你在洞里面，在人生的低潮已经很久了。
In the cave, you are experiencing the depression for the longest time.
神已经高立你做王了。
And God has already anointed you as a king.
但是你还躲在洞里面。
But then you are still in the cave.
不要说做王了，连做一个普通人的自由都没有。
Not to even mention about your kingship, but rather you can't even just like a normal human walking around.
但是他还是相信。
But then he still deeply believed.
我下一步要怎么走，神会告诉我。
That I'll learn what God will do for me.
这个就是我们今天所需要的信心。
This is the very kind of faith that we need today.
今天我们的头脑太好了。
Today our minds are too well trained.
想太多了。
We think too much.
问太多问题了。
We ask too much questions.
自己太多自己的意思了。
We have too much of our own opinions.
我们不愿意等候神。
We didn't want to wait for God.
我们不愿意顺服神。
We didn't want to submit ourselves to God.
嘴巴是说顺服了，看神怎么带领了。
We only pay our lip service by saying, "We'll look at how God's will."
心里面已经想好怎么做了。
But then in our heart, we knew what better we want to do.
神再不出手，我要出手了。
If God didn't want to help me, I'll do it myself.
这个不是信心。
That is not faith.
这是走在神的前面。
That is a front running of God's will.
所以他会等候神。
So he will await for God.
我要知道神下一步要我怎么做。
And I'll learn what God will do for me.
今天我们今天需要这样祈求。
Today we have to ask God this way.
神啊，我下一步要怎么做？
Oh Lord God, what am I supposed to do next?
你要告诉我。
Please tell me.
再往我们看第四节。
Let's read verse 4. So he left them with the king of Moab, and they stayed with him as long as David was in the stronghold.
这里告诉我们，大卫在山寨住了很多的日子啊。
Here it says David has stayed in the cave for a long time.
英文是山寨是 stronghold， 这个字很重要。
Stronghold, excuse me.
大卫后来就不是躲在洞里面了。
So in the later part of this story, David did not stay in the stronghold.
他后来把洞可能那边不止一个洞，一群山洞但是他把这个地方弄成一个山寨，就是可以。防止别人来攻陷他的这个地方。
So the way that how this stronghold was formed is from this numerous caves that he had, and gradually they built into a stronghold where all these group of people they founded there.
山寨是很难攻上去的。
And stronghold is somewhere that is hard to be conquered.
很难被发现的。
It is somewhere difficult to be found.
以前那些强盗啊，那些坏人啊，躲避官府啊，就是自己在山头啊，自己建立山寨。
In the past, those robbers and those criminals, they will go into the mountains and form this kind of stronghold.
政府啊，官员呢知道啊，但是也攻打不上去。
So even though the government knew where they were, but they won't have the ability to conquer them.
大卫啊，从山洞发展到山寨。
So David has developed the cave into stronghold.
你看，一个人的成功，一个人有智慧，就是从这里看得出来。
So from here, you could see a person's intelligence and also cleverness.
为什么神要用大卫是有原因的。
Why did there's a reason why God wanted to use David?
他没有在那边自怨自哀，是埋怨命运，埋怨神。
Because he did not complain anything about God and about his life.
好，神要让我住在这边。
So God wanted me to stay here.
我要把我的山洞建立成为山寨。
So I'll establish my cave into a stronghold.
让扫罗那边打上来也不容易。
So that King Saul will never be able to attack me.
我一开始一个人，现在我吸引了400个人跟随我。
At the beginning I was alone, but now I have 400 other men to help me.
他的力量越来凝聚越来大了。
And this strength has been gathered and become stronger.
他不断的装备自己。
So he continuously growing himself. So that was not the very trough of his life. When he was feeling faint at heart, he changed his circumstance. That was his very success. Today is the same. If you experience any kind of adversity, please do not always complain. Why didn't I always have no success?
为什么别人都不欣赏我?
Why did others not looking at my virtues?
为什么我的病都没有好?
Why did my sickness not heal?
如果神要你住在山洞,
if God wanted you to stay in a cave,
你要把它改换成为山寨,
you must rebuild it into a stronghold.
啊, 山寨都是很多磐石, 很多很坚固的石头组成的。
So this stronghold meaning that is clad by stones. So they become very strong.
这个山寨的石头是谁呢? 山寨的石头啊，是谁？
So what is the stone that is cladding the stronghold?
我们看诗篇的61篇。
Please turn to Psalm chapter 61.
61篇第二节。
Psalm chapter 61 verse 2.
诗篇61篇第二节。
Psalm 61 verse 2. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. It doesn't mean that David had never had frightened.
反而他很诚实，他说我常常心里发昏，常常快要晕倒了。
It was just in the opposite. He was very honest about him always grow faint.
但是每次我心里发昏的时候，
every time when his heart grows faint，
每次我软弱的时候，
every time he feels weak，
我就求告神。
He asked God.
越困难，他祷告越多。
The more difficulty he was experiencing, the more he asked from God.
因为他需要神。
Because he needed God.
我们人常常搞不清楚我们什么时候需要神。
As men, we always confuse when we need God.
我们到底什么时候需要神？
When do we need God?
我们软弱的时候是最需要神。
When we are weak, there will be the time that we need God the most.
但我们什么时候都需要神。
Of course, we need God. Anytime.
但是有时候信心软弱了。
But then there are times when we feel weak in our faith.
有时候不想祷告。
Sometimes we don't feel like praying.
不太想聚会。
Sometimes we don't feel like coming to worship.
不太想依靠神。
Sometimes we don't feel like depending on God.
这个是内在的, 这个是内在的软弱, 内在的危险。
Those are all the perils that is coming out within you.
外面的敌人是外在的, 是物质的。
Any external enemies is only material.
但是里面的敌人更可怕。
But then the enemies inside you is more dreadful than all.
但如果你怕的时候, 你退缩了, 你软弱了。
When you are afraid, you retreated.
你不想祷告了。
You didn't want to pray.
这个时候就失败了。
That was the time that you call yourself a total failure.
所以大卫知道他心里划分的时候，我更要依靠神。
So David knew better when times when his heart faints, that he need to ask from God.
他找一个比他更高的磐石。
So he was looking for this rock, higher than him.
这块石头就是主耶稣。
And this rock is in reference to the Lord Jesus.
所以大卫他知道下一步要怎么做。
So King David knew what he was about to do next.
我们看回来撒母耳记上的二十二章。
Let's return to 1 Samuel chapter 22.
二十二章第五节。
1 Samuel chapter 22 verse 5. But the prophet Gad said to David, "Do not stay in a stronghold. Go into the land of Judah." So David left and went to the forest of Hereth.
大卫不断地在等待神的旨意到底要怎么做。
So David continued waiting for the will of God.
到底我要怎么行。
So what should he do?
先知家的把神的道、神的旨意带给他了。
So then Prophet Gad told him the will of God.
结果带给他的是一个很让他出乎意外的一个信息。
But then this message that the prophet has told him was just opposite of what he was thinking.
你不要住在山寨。
That do not stay in the stronghold.
奇怪，这个山寨是大卫花了很多时间才建立起来的。
It's very strange that he spent so much time building this stronghold.
这个本来是让大卫啊比较可以感觉到安全的地方。
And that was the very place David felt safe.
因为这个地方是我熟悉的。
Because there was a place where he was familiar.
每一块石头我都知道在哪里。
Every single rock he know where they belong to.
每一个洞有多深，可不可以连到另外的洞，我都知道。
Every single cave he know that which connects to which.
这里有四百个人跟随他，一定有食物的供应。
And also with this 400 men, there is also supply of food.
我不能出去攻打，起码别人没有办法把我攻陷。
If I cannot go out and fight a battle, at least others cannot conquer me.
这个是我最安全的地方。
This is the safest place that I can find.
是我最习惯的地方。
And it's the place where I'm so used to.
结果神跟他讲。
But then God just told him the opposite.
你不要住在这里。
Do not stay in here.
你要去哪里呢？
Where should he go?
你要往犹大地去。
Go into the land of Judah.
这个是一个自杀的举动啊。
That is an act of suicide.
扫罗他的军队、他的政府都在犹大地。
So the army and also King Saul himself is in the land of Judah.
他们把犹大地每一个角落都翻过了，要找大卫还有他的人出来要杀他。
And they have searched every single corners of land of Judah, but in order to slaughter David.
那么大卫才躲在某一个角落好好的。
But then, when David was hiding himself in this one place so safely.
神叫你出来，你要去犹大地，意思是说你要让大角落来找你。
But then, God has instructed David to get out of this stronghold and go into the land of Judah.
出来就不得了了，出来就每天就猫抓老鼠的游戏了。
So, if he were to get out of this stronghold, then he would play hide and seek every day.
这就是神的旨意。
That is the will of God.
哦，当然他当时他是想不通的。
At that time, perhaps he couldn't understand.
我那么安全，为什么神要我出来？
I'm in such a safe place. What did God want me to go there?
但如果他永远躲在那一边。
But if he were to hide in the stronghold forever.
大卫啊，到死那一天呢，只能当一个山寨王而已。
Until the day he dies, he can be only a king of this place.
他不能当以色列国王。
He will never become the king of Israel.
不能把神的旨意实行在他的生命的里面。
He would never have acted the will of God in his life.
他只能够躲在自己的舒服的角落，浪费他一辈子。
He can only hide himself in this comfort zone.
他什么都不能做。
Nothing he could have done.
所以神要他从山寨出来。
So God wanted him to get out of this stronghold.
今天神会跟我们讲一样的话。
Today God will say the same thing to us.
人很喜欢躲在自己的山寨。
God, that as human we always like to hide in our own stronghold.
哎呀，这是我的地头啊，我熟的地方啊。
This is the place that I'm familiar with.
我熟的人啊。
I know all these people.
啊，你不要给我改变环境。
You don't change my environment.
但是神说，有时候说你要离开你的环境。
But sometimes God will tell you you should leave your environment.
哎，我在自己原来的教会聚会的好好的。
And if I am just attending the worship in my church for all the time.
嘿，现在发现真教会。
But then now God has found you a true church.
哎，这里有真理，有圣灵。
And there is truth, There's Holy Spirit.
但是是一个新的环境，很可怕啊。
But then it is a new environment. You don't feel comfortable.
新的环境都是一个挑战。
And a new environment is always a challenge for many.
神有时候都是要我们这样走。
But then God, often always wanted us to travel this way.
或者是年轻人，我们也是一样。
And just like young person, it is the same.
在这边都很好命。
Over here, we are enjoying good life.
生活得好好的。
We are having good life.
父母都照顾得好好。
Our parents have taken care of us very well.
好像在我们山寨啊，山寨。
It's just like a stronghold.
像我看报纸啊，他写的很有趣。
I was looking at this, reading this paper. It was something very interesting.
到现在有一些 parent， 有一些家长啊，叫做 helicopter parent， 直升机父母。
Until now, we still find parents just like the choppers.
啊，这 helicopter 就是在空中盘旋。
These choppers will just fly in the sky.
啊，父母呢会在儿女的生活的每一个角落、每一点，啊，帮他看顾所有一切。
And these parents, they were just like a chopper. They're flying around, watching over the life of their children.
帮他做任何的决定。
And they will make every single decision for their children.
哇，这个他们心里就很安稳呐。
And they will feel safe at heart.
但是有时候我们长大，就是要离开他们自己，我们自己的这个舒服的环境。
But sometimes when children grow up, they just have to leave their comfort zone.
不是我们自己要乱跑。
It's not because we wanted to travel any way we want.
如果是神要我们接受这个挑战。
But then if it is the will of God that we have to take up this challenge.
为了要完成神的旨意，我们要去一个新的地方。
And also to fulfill the will of God, we have to travel to this new place.
完成神的旨意，我们要学习一个新的环境。
And also to fulfill the will of God, we have to learn.
为了完成神的旨意，我们要接受一个新的任务。
And also to fulfill the will of God, we have to take up this new mission.
我们都要离开自己的山寨。
And we have to leave our stronghold.
有时候想想，神是不是要我们这样做？
And think about, is it really God wanted us to do that?
没有错，你会觉得很危险。
True, sometimes you will feel risky.
但是如果是神与你同在。
But then if you have the presence of God with you,
你不用怕的。
You need not to be afraid of.
有一个年轻的传道人。
There was a very young preacher.
他第一次去到非洲的工作。
First time when he went to Africa for ministry.
出发之前很担心。
Before he departed to Africa, he was
very,
he was very anxious.
会不会有生病呢？
Am I going to be sick?
会不会有 malaria?
Am I going to contract malaria?
会不会被抢劫打死啊?
Am I going to be robbed and be killed?
听说那边的车子很多意外会被撞死啊?
I heard that there are a lot of people killed in auto accidents.
那时有个老传道告诉他。
Then there was an elderly preacher told him.
你不用担心。
You shouldn't be afraid of.
你要死的话哪里都可以死。
If it meant for you to die, you would die anywhere, anyhow.
你不一定要去非洲才可以死。
You don't need to travel to Africa to die.
你要交通意外，温哥华也很多交通意外。
If you talk about auto accidents, we have a lot of that in Vancouver.
你要飞机要掉下来，不是非洲的航空公司都还可以掉，法航也可以掉，加航也可以掉。
So, if an airliner were to fall out from sky, it is not only a certain African airline. It will happen to French airline as well. If you talk about robbery in Africa, there was also a lot of robbery in Vancouver.
如果神要你活,
if God wanted to spare your life,
如果神要工作要你做,
if God wanted to give you a career,
你就一定死不了,
you will never die.
直到你把工作做完,
until the day you complete your job.
哇，那个年轻人听到老传道这样劝勉。
So then this young preacher heard about this words from the elderly preacher.
放心，离开自己的 comfort zone, 离开自己的山寨。
So he was very comforted. So he leave the place of his stronghold.
So 我们有时候也是一样。
We're in the same case today.
我们不是要只想过一个舒服的生活。
No, we shouldn't be only dwelling in our comfort zone.
我们服侍神不能过一个舒服的生活。
By serving the Lord, it is not about a good life.
但是很可惜啊。这一代的人，很多人一生的目标就是我将来要过一个舒服的生活。
But then it's quite regretful for many that one's goal is only about living a good life.
什么都不用担心。
You don't worry about anything.
什么都不用做。
You don't have to do a thing.
有的吃有的喝。
As long as you have food and drink.
很舒服。
very comfortable.
但是我们的人生的目标不是只是过一个舒服的生活。
But then the objective of life is not only merely about living well.
我们人生的目标是应该过个有意义的生活。
The objective of one's life should be a meaningful one.
在山寨里面很舒服。
In the cave, it could have been very comfortable.
但是没有意义啊。
But then there was no meaning to it.
整天吃饭睡觉。
So every day you live, drink, and you sleep.
有什么意义？
What's the meaning of that?
要走出山寨。
So you walk out of that cave.
没有错是辛苦的。
It is true that it's going to be challenging.
可能是被逼迫的。
And perhaps it is your pressure to do that.
但是是有意义的。
But then it's meaningful.
所以我们要想想我们的人生，不要只立志过一个舒服的生活。
So think about our life. Our objective is not only about living a good life.
我们立志过一个为神贡献为神输出的那个生活。
So we must determine to live a life for God.
所以每一次我们在软弱的时候。
So in times of weakness.
每一次在心灵啊发昏的时候。
In times when we feel our hearts are fainting.
我们要求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
我们看这个诗篇一百四十二篇。
Let's turn back to Psalm chapter 142.
刚刚我们看过，我们再读一次这一节，非常好。
Let's read once again the verse that we have read at the beginning.
一百四十二篇第三节。
Psalm chapter 42, verse 3. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way. In the path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me.
这里说，我的灵在我里面发昏的时候，你知道我的道路。
It says here, when my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way.
这句话很重要，你知道我的道路。
This is very crucial, that God knows our way.
我们不用担心前面要如何走。
We shouldn't be anxious of the road ahead.
主会告诉我们。
God will tell us.
但是告诉我们的时候，我们要跟随主的道路去走。
But then when the Lord tells us where the path is, we must follow.
大卫，先知加德告诉他这个道路。
So this prophet Gad has told King David where he should go.
你去犹大。
You should go to the land of Judah.
不要住在山寨。
You shouldn't stay in your stronghold.
大卫没有说，哎呀，这个不好不好，再求问一次，看看有没有收到别的信息。
David didn't say just why don't you ask God again? Maybe it's a different message.
我好像没有求这个。
Or perhaps I didn't ask for that.
好，听到先知的话，我就去。
Immediately after he listened to the words of prophet, he left.
虽然是受苦的道路。
Even though there was a path of challenge,
充满挑战的道路。
It was a path of suffering.
所以他每一次发昏的时候，祷告的时候，他信到神知道我的道路，神要我走这条道路。
So each time when he feels that his spirit is growing faint, then he know that God is leading his way.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
人生的低潮，每一个一定有。
The trough of one's life will be experienced by all of us.
可能现在就是你人生低潮的时候。
And perhaps this is the very point of the trough of your life.
但是不要只躲在洞里面。
But you shouldn't just hide yourself in a cave.
把它弄成一个山寨。
Make it into a stronghold.
适应你的环境。
And to assimilate to the environment.
有一天神说你要改变这个环境。
And one day there will be a time God will tell you it's time to change.
我们要拿出勇气来。
And you should put out your courage
跟随主的道路
to follow the path of God.
主会帮助我们的。
And the Lord God will help us.
我们唱诗165首。
Please sing hymn number 165.